Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, I'm all alone. This is really, not gonna lie, I'm kind of nervous to be here alone. The studio's big and dark and scary, and I'm all alone in it. I ate so many pancakes, I'm so full. All right, let me call this guy. Grayson's not here right now. And we're gonna find out where he is in just a second when I FaceTime him. He said that he set his camera up and he's ready to go. He needed a little bit. Okay, I'll just let him explain. He's fucking weird. Let's see what he's up to. Hello? We have a... Hello? Yo.
Oh, shit.
Is mom filming you?
No, I'm good. I'm seeing myself. I'm good.
I just heard mom's voice. Mom's filming you.
She's just helping out. She's helping set up. Wait, okay. Hold on.
Grayson, you're all right, really the mic's prepared. On. This is great.
What?
This is great. You're really prepared.
All right, Mom. I can do this on my own. Thank you. Hey, Ma.
Thanks, Mom.
Dude, Mom's...
Bye. I got you
set. All right, thank you. I'm not going to get cold.
Why are you in the woods right now?
Because that's where I belong, bro.
That's what I was talking about, guys. All right, so I guess we'll start off the podcast by talking about why you decided to dip off to the woods.
Well, for me, it takes a lot for me to commit to, taking action on the things that I recognize that I need, if that makes sense.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Like, to me, I feel like when I'm in, like, you know, work mode or, like, productive mode and all that stuff, like, I don't know, like it feels good, obviously, getting stuff done, but there comes a point where in anything, I think, like, in all areas of my life, I'm like this. Like, I don't want to take a break because I feel like that's, like, giving up. And I think, like, I just wanted to push and push and push and push and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But
like you're giving birth.
But I knew that I needed a break. Mm-hmm. And
you can't always be in labor.
Are you talking to me or what?
Yeah, no, you got it. Continue.
Well, I can't. Your mic is on the fucking table, bro. I can't hear you.
No, my mic is not on the table, Grayson. You want me to deep throw my camera? Can you hear me now? You want me to deep throw
my
mic?
Yeah, it sounds better.
That sounds better.
But what I'm trying to say is there comes a time where you need a break. And anything that you do, you need a break. And I recognize that, but I'm never like... I never take action on it. I never take the break that I need. And right now, yeah. I'm taking the break that I need, and I'm feeling like I feel fucking good. I feel like I know that I'm being, like, rejuvenated. I know that my energy is going back up so that in the new year, I can tackle everything that I wanted to. I could reach my goals. I could, like, have the energy to just be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And also with a clear head.
Yeah.
So that's why I came back. I came back just because I needed it.
Yeah.
And I finally was like, I'm just going to do what I need to do right now. I'm going to go take a break.
Okay. I think that's all, like, really important, and it's I respect the decision that you made. I'm pumping the brakes, too. I'm just chilling here in California, though, just because I didn't, like, feel like going to the middle of the woods. So can you just explain why you're in the middle of the woods, just so we have that out of the way?
I know you need to take a break, but
why the woods?
Because I just feel like I could breathe here. Like, in L.A., I feel like no matter what, like, I love L.A. It's home to me. And like, I'm planning on living there for the next few years. After that, I'm not sure what I want to do. But, like, definitely for the next few years, I want to be in L.A. but there is like something in the air there that just when I'm not doing anything for like 30 minutes, I feel like a failure.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to constantly be productive.
That's weird.
We've, in LA, I feel like that.
We've had that since we moved here together, or since we took a trip out here. I remember, I think it was because
my whole life, dude. I talked to grandma last night, and she was like, "You were like that your whole life. You're older now. You need to stop that."
You think so?
Well, she was saying that, like,
I mean, she thinks so too.
She said that when we were really young, we were like that. Like, we always had to be doing something. We could never chill out, and we would like be hard on ourselves if we chilled out.
Even chilling out for us doesn't look like normal chilling out. But back to the LA thing, because it's interesting that you say that, because I think it was like we somewhat kind of like trained our brains, maybe subconsciously, to like enter complete grind work mode when we were in LA, because it was never really meant to be our home. When we first came here, it was like we were, you know, it was freshman year. We came out here for the first time and then we went right back to school. But while we were here, we're like, okay, I need to make the most of this trip. I need to network as much as possible. I need to create as much content as possible because that's why I'm here. I'm not here to have fun. I'm not here to chill. Yeah. And then we went back home and then went to school and then we could just chill out there. So I think like LA was always just our place that we were like, okay, like we just need to get shit done because we took short trips out here. And then like when we moved out here, we kind of kept that because it was so routine at the point. Like we came out at least like 10 times before we moved here and it was always just work, 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 work. So, you know, since it was always just meant to be a workplace and we never even really saw it as our home, it was just like that's what we kind of got stuck in that cycle. And now it's like, okay, well, this is our home and you're supposed to chill out at your home every once in a while. And that's what I'm practicing right now because I mean, yeah, just like grandma said, we've been doing it our whole lives. I'm just not good at it in general.
I mean,
if that's
how you feel about it, then that makes sense. To me, I don't really think that makes that much of a difference that, like, oh, we trained LA to be like that workplace. Like, I just think that I'm like this and I need to figure it out.
Well, you think that you have that same energy in Jersey where you just want to work all the time?
I mean, I was going to, it's worn off, but I'm like practicing laziness right now.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up the other morning and mom was like, hey, can we go on a walk? And I'm like, yeah, how long do you want to go on a walk for? And she was like, I don't know. Let's go on a walk. And I was like, is it bad that I feel like, an asshole for going on a walk right now? Like, I feel like I should be working.
Yeah, so I hear what you're saying. Like, you ask how long and shit because you're like, all right, I gotta fit this into my schedule, but there should be no schedule.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, I think at the end of the year, it's good to, like, just not have much of a schedule, but, like, I think I
you're a really scheduled person.
I'm just trying to balance the life with the work now, dude. Because, like, I was fucking, I've been talking to, like, some friends from Jersey over the phone, and, like, I told them why I came back home, and I kind of explained, like, briefly to them what I just did to you, and they're all like, dude, like, to be honest, I've just, like, only seen you working for, like, the past 5 years, like, since you left. Like, I think you should, like, try to develop a balance in your life between work and fun, and, yeah, I think, dude, also Jersey's just so real, dude. Like, this is real life. LA becomes like kind of like a high school where everyone's competing. It's all about numbers. It's all about popularity and success and all this shit. All this stuff is subjective to like each person. Like someone's ideal of success is different than everybody else's. Like some people want to them success is money and to other people success is freedom or success is,
It's very little money, but like
success is staying together with your family, or like success isn't moving out and being alone. Like, you know what I mean? It's all different.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. I think the idea of success in Jersey and in LA is very different. The only reason why let's talk about why we moved to LA. Like LA people believe in the dream. Like whatever dream you have, people in LA think that it is 100% accomplishable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in Jersey, in LA, I wasn't like. Yo, let me talk for a second. In Jersey, I wasn't getting that energy, and that's why I honestly wanted to leave. Like, I would talk to my family members and everything, and even them, like, it's just like you're brought up so differently in like a smaller hometown versus like a major city like this, obviously. But the differences for me that like affected me the most were the fact that like people just kind of wanted to follow the herd, for lack of better terms, and like, you know, go to college and then get a degree. And then from there, get a job.
Well, they wanted that for us. They wanted us to follow the.
Yeah, exactly. And it's because they all had done it in their lives and like they got to a comfortable position. But you can achieve a comfortable position a million different ways. You know what I mean? Like you could be financially comfortable, happy, and just overall content with your life, and you can get there in a million different ways. And I think Jersey, they really only believe, or our hometown of Jersey, they really only believe there's like one way. And that was like the hardest thing for me, because it was like, I remember I would get hate comments and stuff and my family would be so upset about it. And it never really got to me because it was like shallow stuff on the surface of like people calling me like an idiot or just like, I'm not even going to use the words they use because it was just immature shit. But like I recognize it as immature stuff and it never really got to me.
Sorry, that wasn't nice, but they did call us that.
What did you say?
A little scrawny bitch.
Yeah, they did do that. But see, like, that shit didn't get to me because I knew it was immature and it's like, you don't have to have a brain to call someone that shit. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
My family members who were so upset about people calling us that stuff would then come to me and be like, I really think you should like, you know, have this backup plan and go to college and stuff because like this is not going to last forever. And, you know, that was their opinion on what we were doing. And I didn't really ask for it. And it was my dream. And I kind of felt like, you know, what they were saying was a lot more hurtful than these hate comments I was receiving because them, it was like people whose opinion I really valued versus the haters who I didn't really give a shit about, obviously. So when they would say stuff like this, it was like, okay, do they not believe in me to make anything work that I try? You know? And then that was kind of where I was
not
like,
at
okay.
all. I don't think that was the case at all, but I understand that. I agree with you. Those were the things
those
that
are
got
my
me
thoughts.
Down the most.
Those are my thoughts. That's what I was saying. So, yeah. Like, that's kind of why we moved out to LA. And then since we got here, anything that we tell anybody here, they think is possible, which is awesome, which is really awesome. That's what I love about LA. Yeah. But all that aside, what we're doing right now in our lives is chilling the fuck out. We really got to chill the fuck out. And so yeah. You went to the woods
to make
chill
it,
out.
To make it less deep, like, you just need to fucking relax. And, like, it's so true. Like, I was, like, feeling all sorts of types of emotions and stuff like that. And I was so caught up in work that I wasn't really – I was almost using work as, like, a way to just kick the can further down the road and deal with my problems later. I was, like – oh, I could either sit alone in my feelings right now and figure this out for myself and face the things that have been like in my peripherals, yeah. Or I could just keep working and masking that and working and masking that. And like, since I've been back, I've been able to like kind of just reflect on things more, like use this fresh air and like the space and privacy and
face your problems.
Of Jersey to like really reflect on like what's and also what's real, like what's a real issue, and like when you come to a place as real as your home, like the problems like they don't even seem like real problems to me anymore, you know. A lot of my problems stemmed like, and I've realized stemmed from like what I thought others were thinking of me, and I mean that was like a main thing. I was like, oh, like are people gonna be like. I just thought everyone was looking at me through like a magnifying glass, like, you know, not only online, but like in our community and like in our industry and like judging me, but that was probably all false. And now I'm in the middle of the woods and like, what the fuck? There's no one there. Like everywhere I look, there's no one here. And like, who's going to judge me? And also like, if people are outside of here judging me, who gives a fuck? It's none of my business.
Yeah, bro. Only the trees can judge you now, bro.
What people think of me is none of my business. It's like, that's up to them. I don't give a shit. I'm here in the woods and I'm fucking content and I feel good. And every once in a while I need this and I recognize that and I do want to make it more of like a routine to take trips back to here and just rejuvenate. Because, dude, after I spend enough time in Jersey, I come back to LA with like the most fire ever under my ass. Not only to like work, but also to like just so much self-confidence. Like I just feel like myself.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally feel you on that, and that's what I love Jersey for. It is like a recharge. Just this particular time, I just didn't feel like going and living in the woods right now because I just kind of felt like my life was a little bit too upside down to go anywhere.
Dude, I want to live in the woods so bad. Like I came back here, and dude, I'm like back on that tiny home shit. Like I really want to get like a little like barn or something.
Yeah, we'll do that, 100%. Hopefully, this next year.
I saw this barn and like it was like run down from the outside and I was like, how cool would that be if I left the outside like that and like just redid the inside and did like super modern like marble like all shit like that? That'd be so fucking sick.
Yeah, I'm sure you think that's like, awesome, Gray. Living in a shitty rundown barn. I think that's really cool. No, I do. Yeah, that would be cool. We do have to get a place in Jersey. Obviously, it's our home. It's where the heart is.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Bro, also something I'm thinking is, like, do we or, like, can we do separate shit now? Like, we had never been able to spend this much time from each other, and I think we're successfully doing it.
Yeah, it's been, like, 36 hours.
Yeah, okay, but, like, it used to be, like, 2 hours, and I would start panicking. Like,
yeah,
I know
yeah
that you're
right. Yeah.
I know that you're with... I know you're with, like, supportive people like Christina and Mondo, so I'm not worried about you. And you know I'm with family, and I'm here, like, where I feel grounded and I feel good. And, like, I don't know, dude. I feel like we haven't as, like, it's weird as fuck. Like, we're 21 years old, and we haven't been able to experience, like, true personal growth because we've never been alone.
That's very true. Yeah, aside from, like, fucking other reasons why our life is weird, like social media and moving away from home at 14. And like, we also have been together with another person that we could lean on 24/7 for 21 years. That's something that we had to realize.
There's some days where Ethan, like, where I don't want to talk and I just let Ethan do it for me. Like, yeah. What the fuck? If I didn't have a twin, I'd have to talk that day. You know?
Yeah. And vice versa.
And so, like, I've never overcome that. Like, I've never woken up, had a bad day and been like, I'm going to overcome this and I'm going to take control and I'm going to make my day better. And like, or like, I woke up, I have a lazy day. I feel lazy, but I have stuff to do. I kind of laze out and I let Ethan do the stuff. Like, I've never woken up on a lazy day and like been like, I had to get this stuff done for myself. Cause I have you to lean on.
I know. Yeah. It's great. I love when you do that. Wait, just real quick question. Do you have gloves on?
What the fuck? Why would you think I don't have clothes on?
No, gloves.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. You got little bitch hands. I will say that I do kind of miss you. We've been FaceTiming a lot,
though.
You know what I mean? It's not like
I miss you, too. And don't take this the wrong way, but, bro, I feel like we needed space as well.
Yeah, I mean, dude, fucking 21 years, it comes a time where you might need 36 hours of space.
Although, bro, you kept snapping at me like with your teeth and like you sent it like it was like
what?
I don't know.
Did it sound like a breakup to you?
I mean, it sounded like
okay.
Oh. What the fuck? What am I thinking, dude? I'm trying to think of something that makes the same sound. It's pretty unique.
I made a sound?
Yeah.
Now you're hearing birds, bro. I just saw one fly over your head.
Your teeth biting for me. No, I'm just kidding. But that's what I felt like. I felt like you were snapping at my damn throat, bro.
Oh shit! I didn't hear you say that.
You didn't hear me say that?
Dude,
I felt like you were snappy with me. I felt like I don't know. I felt like we needed space.
Are we about to have a bitch fight?
Oh god! Now everyone's gonna be like, oh, they're fighting with each other. But we're not. This is not why I came here. I didn't come here because we're fighting. I came here simply. Actually, the main reason I came here to see my mom. Because I, as I talked about in a recent podcast, had like a really rough time on my birthday, and I wasn't able to really see my family, and I think that had a big part as to why that day was so rough. And then my mom knew about it, and she flew out the next day without telling me, and she showed up, and I didn't realize like how much I needed like family, like, you know, outside of Ethan, like, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to go back like shortly after. So I wanted to come back and spend time with her. Cause she's alone here. And, yeah. It's not like I'm returning a favor. It's just like, I need family in my life. And, that's like the main reason I came back, I think. But I've had all these benefits since being back, like just such a clear head, bro. Like I'm doing that thing where I sleep, like, as I'm going to sleep, I keep writing down, like, creative ideas in my notes instead of my journal.
All right, I know we're twins and shit, but I did that, too, last night. And I probably did it the night before, too. I can look at my notes right now. Legitimately, bro, came up with fucking some crazy ideas last night.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like on the flight here, bro, I like kept waking up and writing ideas in my notes. Like they could have been shitty, bro. I was in the shower here, and I fucking like started. I like wrote song lyrics down. Like I'm not gonna make a song, but like if I fucking find someone that wants to make a song, like it'd be fun to like write.
That's funny. I feel like a lot of people probably like write song lyrics even though they don't plan on making songs.
You need chill time to be creative.
Yeah, that's very true.
Can you hear me? I feel like you're not fucking talking to me.
Yeah, I can hear you. You just talk a lot, so it's hard to keep up. And you're really loud.
Well, so why are you acting like you can't hear me if I'm loud?
I can hear you, Grayson.
Oh, bro, it sounded like bamboo. It sounded like bamboo getting cut with safety scissors. That's what it sounded like when you were snapping at me.
Oh, okay.
But
I just want to hang on, like, Grayson. Let me talk real quick. I just want to clear this up. I just want to clear something up. Grayson and I are not breaking up at all. Grayson's gone. He's been gone for 36 hours. He needed some alone time in the woods. He wanted to see my mom. I think that going to need me very soon, and he'll probably be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to L.A. with more juice to my hug for Ethan.
Aw, thanks.
I do want to, like, I think every kind of person who's, like, a young adult can relate to this. Like, after you move out, like, whether that's, like, getting your own apartment or living somewhere with roommates or going to college, and then you come back home, it's like, of course you get homesick, but then when you're back home, you're like, oh, I'm, like, in my parents' house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you get used to the privacy and the space of, like, being an adult, and then you come back, and so, like, obviously, I love staying with mom, but, like, I am an adult, so I feel like it's time to, like, I don't know, if I could have, like, my own little tiny barn here to live in when I come to Jersey, and if it's close by to mom, I feel like
that would
be ideal.
Great, why don't you, mom has a chicken coop, why can't you live in there?
Well, I was going to actually build it to be bigger.
Were you actually going to do that?
I was going to build the stable to be bigger and then live in it.
Yeah, she has the horse stable, too, you could do that.
I can.
There's a couple mice in there.
It's all right. We'll hang out, bro.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Because I don't really even care about mice or spiders or bugs.
Dude, you know what? I
woke up this morning and there was a stink bug, dude, on my pillow by my mouth, kind of. Kind of by my nose. And, dude, I didn't even, like, panic. I just kind of, like, blew it off.
Dude, since I've, like, set aside everything that people have told me about how I should feel about animals and decided to make my own judgment on how I feel about animals, I am not afraid of, like, spiders or, like, mice or anything anymore. Like, I don't care. I just see them as animals doing their thing, and we should just coexist. Like, it sounds weird just because, like, the way that we were brought up and everything and what we've been trained to kind of know, but I don't, like, think I'll ever kill an insect in the house ever again. Like, there's just literally no point. They're not going to do anything bad to me. They're not going to harm me.
Yeah, I've been doing catch and releases on, like, crickets and spiders.
Legit, same. Dude, I hold spiders in my hand. Like, they're not going to fucking bite me. They're, like, I don't know, dude. I think they got a bad rep.
Yeah, I do. I think that, too. But one did bite my cheek when I was 9, and my cheek got, like, really big.
Hey, bro.
Actually, no, I think I was, like, 7.
They were just getting their revenge. When you didn't like them back then.
Bro, I was a spider for Halloween. Why was he getting revenge on me?
Oh, true. Because you're an imposter?
Hey, maybe. Dude, it's kind of brick out here, Ethan.
Yo, I was really thinking, like, last night. All right, so here, I'm just going to say it. Christina has a friend who was going up north to the snow and had to leave behind a puppy. And was wondering if we could puppy sit. And I wanted to say yes so fucking bad, but I can't. How awesome would it be to have a puppy for a couple days? See, I'll never know that shit.
Dude, honestly, thank you, because if it went in the house, I would die.
Yeah, I know that, Gray. That's why we didn't go through with it.
Bro, I've been talking to Gizmo and shit a lot, because we've been home alone this morning. And it's, dude, it's fun to have a pet that you can just talk to, even if it, like, doesn't understand what you're saying.
I don't know, because Mom repeats what we say, so maybe she does get it.
I think she does, dude. Like, because she gets excited when I come home, and also, bro, she gets shy.
Yeah.
For those of you listening that don't know, Gizmo's our pet parrot. She's 11. And, like, whenever I come home and I see her for the first time, she gets really shy. Like, she'll sit on my shoulder, and she'll look at me, and then when I look at her, she looks away. Like, she can't make eye contact with me. But then she'll warm up like a human, and then, like, she gets all, like, comfortable and, like, snuggles in my neck crevice and stuff.
That's the thing, dude. All animals have personalities and, like, traits that, like, differentiate them from each other.
I know. It's crazy.
It is really crazy. It's something that we don't really think about. I didn't really think about that until, like, this year.
Yeah, well, because we never had pets.
Yeah, we never had pets.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I got some news, bro.
You have news?
Mom is full vegan.
Is she really? She texted me that she was. That's really cool.
We went through the kitchen and we got rid of anything that wasn't
no
vegan.
Way.
Dude, I didn't have anything to do with it. I came here and we sat on the couch. She got a new couch and she made sure it was vegan and she said, "Gray, I'm going full vegan." And I started like a few days ago and I was like, no freaking way.
That's crazy.
So I helped her organize the pantry and we made sure everything was vegan. And I never thought that would happen. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, me either.
So that's cool.
It's weird. Like, first I never thought I would go vegan, and then I did, and I've been vegan for a year, and then now Mom is. That's crazy. I never thought she would.
Dude, so randomly, like, the most unexpected friends from New Jersey are, like, my friend who I would least expect to go vegan is now vegan in New Jersey and has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I know. He just texted me. He's like, "Yo, I've been vegan for a month."
That's so weird.
So weird. That's really cool that Mom did that. That's good for her and for the animals that you love so much. She talks to cows. So I was like, "Mom, if you talk to cows and you drive by them, maybe you don't want to eat them." And then she was like, "Oh, wait, yeah, that makes sense now." Dude, we need to get some farm animals on the property in Jersey, bro. Come on. You can keep your distance from them.
I know.
You don't have to get allergic. We have to.
We should.
Bro, I was looking at this dog yesterday and I was on Instagram and, like, it's so crazy how dogs, like, literally will protect you with their lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some dogs will really just protect their owners with their lives.
Bro, if you want a dog, dude, then you just get one.
And, like,
I'll just live in a barn here, bro. I get what you're saying.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Just put it in my room. It's small enough for a fucking, it looks like a doghouse anyway.
I was thinking we can make you a fucking, like, a little doghouse here.
No, because you keep saying you're making me a doghouse, not a doghouse.
Yeah, you.
That's a human house.
No, the doghouse will be off limits for the dog. It'll be your house.
That's just a fucking small house for me.
Yeah, you want one of those, right?
Then why don't I just get a barn here?
Because you can't live in Jersey while I live here. Then we're going to have to keep doing these fucking podcasts where you're in the middle of the woods and I'm over here.
No, I'm kidding. Just making sure the camera's still recording. Yeah, I couldn't live in Jersey full time. I think the thing about Jersey is that, like, right now, it when I'm not with it, it has so much magic. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm not here all the time, so I'll come back, and it'll be amazing for, like, a week. But if I stay any longer than that, then I'm, like, ready to go back to L.A.
Yeah.
So I try to fly back right before I start to feel like that, so it keeps, like, its...
magic, gotcha.
It's magical powers.
Are your legs spread right now, Gray?
No.
Okay, just checking. I just want to make sure that camera angle is looking all right.
Well, I hope it was.
I really hope that you're in focus and the exposure is not through the fucking roof. And
I mean, I look pale, bro, but I don't know if that's just me seeing it like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hey, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Christina and I went to go see the snow. And then we did that thing where, like, before we really got there, we turned around and came back home because we like being home.
So you guys pulled an Ethan Dolan or?
Well, I mean, I guess we're both Christina because she's older than me.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's so weird how the same person we are. We don't even have to say anything. We just turned around and we're like, okay, yeah, we both
Bro, meanwhile, dude, I've been driving. I'm not even kidding. Like fucking probably 6 hours a day just like aimlessly driving.
Yeah, I kind of miss you driving me around.
Dude, no, I'm serious. I went like, I drove like through the city and then I drove like through the woods. Dude, I don't fucking, I got nothing better to do. So I'm just driving.
Grayson, I have a little gift for you. I'm going to see if I can get your wall fixed by the time you get back. So I was on Grayson's shoulders not too long ago in Grayson's room, and we filmed a failed TikTok, and he kind of dropped me off him, and I smashed, I don't even know, maybe my ass into his wall, and there's a huge hole.
It was I think it was your knee, bro.
Nah, I think it was my ass, bro.
I think it was your knee, and then your
big toe made
a smaller hole.
My ass is rock solid. Don't discredit my ass. I work hard for that fucking rock, hard, solid slab of meat of an ass.
No, It was your knee and then your big toe.
Whatever.
Your thumb toe pierced the wall.
All right, I'm going to try to get it fixed for you.
All right.
We'll see what I could do.
Hey, thank you.
Dude, I was talking about... Okay, this is like a very deep episode. I think it's because Grayson's in the middle of the woods and we're like getting really in touch.
You think it's deep?
Yeah, I think we're getting really in touch with our soul here.
I feel like I haven't gotten deep enough.
Like, as Grayson's been gone... It's weird because I stumble on things on my phone, whether it's on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, TikTok, and like I just really want to share it with Grayson now, where I've never really felt that before because you've been around and I'm like, I can show this to Grayson whenever. But now I'm like, I feel like really inclined to like screen record things and share them with you. And it's cool how we're having our own personal experiences and then whatever I share with you like resonates just as hard as it resonates with you as it does with me. You know what I mean?
Is it as bright as it always was? I can't tell if the fucking thing is bright or not.
All right, great. Come on. I'm trying to tell a story here.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway, so I found this thing online. It was like a clip from a YouTube video talking about manifestation. And I realized how like counterintuitive our thought process has been lately.
Yeah.
And it was basically just like someone was stating like, okay, not many people believe in it and they think it's some fairy tale shit. But I truly believe in manifestation because it's worked for me. And he like documented his like journey of life and what he was manifesting within 2 years, and like he literally manifested it before he had even started where he'd end up in 2 years, and he's literally at that exact point because he said, you know, you plant the seed, like the positive seed in your mind, and it just grows. And that's something that we haven't been doing lately. A lot of the conversations that we were having kind of were negative and just counterproductive, and it was like not that they were like supposed to be negative, but it was that we had issues that we were talking about that we were just trying to find a solution for instead of kind of just letting that solution come to us naturally, which it does. And if we had just put out positivity instead of that negativity and really just paid attention to where those conversations were going and didn't let them get negative, I think we would have seen like more positive sooner than we did. Like now I feel like it's really starting to, we're really starting to turn around here and life's really getting positive as hard as it is for everyone.
Dude,
you know,
it's crazy. It's crazy that you say that because I had like a realization that was like very similar to what you just said, and it wasn't like it wasn't based off like manifestation. It wasn't really like that. It wasn't really my thought process. It was
yeah. But then I shared that manifestation video with you. Like that's something that I wouldn't have done if we were together. You know what I mean? I would have just watched it and gone along with my day. But I was like, I need to share this with Grayson. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I know he needs to see this.
I don't know if I watched it, E.
You didn't watch it?
I don't think I did yet, dude.
What the fuck?
But it's weird because I had the same... Bro, because I had a really life-changing conversation.
I went out of my way to screen record that shit and send it to you with a nice long text saying, yo, Gray, I really think that we need to change the way we're thinking for the positive. We got a lot of positives in our lives that we could focus on. We did a lot of great things together this year. And you fucking disregarded that?
No, I haven't seen the message yet, E.
You haven't seen it?
Well, I have a little service. I'm in the middle of the woods, bro. I swear to God, I haven't seen the message yet.
I sent it to you like a day and a half ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, bro. But
bro, you've been responding to my text since then.
Well, dude, like talk about
ignoring your brother.
It's not a coincidence. It's fucking meant to be. Listen to this. I had a conversation with a friend of ours the other night, and he was telling me that he was he was in a situation where he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life, really, because he's young. He's trying to figure out his path and everything like that. But and because of that, he's been really emotional. And he's been like, what do I do next? What do I do next? And he's not allowing himself, like, time to breathe and to think what he truly wants so that it's, like, an actual, like, thought-out decision. He's kind of like, he was saying that he was making decisions, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
And a few of them got him into, like, some, not trouble, but a place that he didn't want to be, you know, like a darker place.
That happened to us this year, too. I'm sure it happened
exactly,
to a lot of people.
Bro. And I was like, bro, that literally happened to me in my life earlier this year when I was on YouTube and there came a point where I was like, how do I like feel refreshed? How do I make this stuff fresh again? And like, how do I refine my motivation? And I was at a point where I was like, I can't quit. I can't take a break. Cause if I take a break, then that's quitting. And I didn't give myself, bro, if we just took a month off and thought about everything, we wouldn't have gotten ourselves into the dark place that we ended up in. And
which, for everyone listening, I want to specify what that really was. Like, we were like, we felt like we weren't ourselves on YouTube. I know we talked about it a lot.
No, and it was just, it was irrational decisions. It was a lot of decisions.
But let me just talk about what those were, because a lot of people are going to be confused.
I'm getting into it. This is my story. Give me a sec, E. And they were irrational. We started filming everything. We started filming the drama in our personal lives. We started, I hear you cutting me off. That's throwing me off now.
I'm not cutting you off.
No, I'm saying we started filming the drama in our personal lives. Again, that's negative energy. Why the fuck did we put that out there? Because we didn't know what to do. We made an emotional decision. And we said, oh, we need to film everything. Because we didn't give ourselves time to think. And like, and then it was one after the other after the other. We thought we needed people around us. We thought this, we thought that. We got desperate. Like, and we got ourselves into deep water through doing that. And like, all we had to do was just take a step back, think.
Like, Grayson, honestly, all we had to do was literally nothing.
Bro, yes.
And
I think
we should have just lay down on the floor and spinal decompressed, laying on the floor like a starfish for 48 hours and just had.
Bro, and we
could just get up for breaks
hours,
and hand feed each other
30,
applesauce. I've literally would have been more productive than what we did.
You're right. I've taken 36 hours off of my life right now, like just to chill and do nothing and be lazy. And I've literally like grounded myself so much.
Hell yeah.
I'm like so in tune with my thoughts and like, and recognizing like which thoughts are coming from emotion and which are like rational, and I'm thinking them out. And like, dude, they're just like, you got to give yourself time when making decisions that are important. And any decisions, really, you got to give yourself time. You can't make them on emotion. You got to like let things play out. And like, I didn't realize this, like, until I was giving him advice and making the connection through like what he told me he was struggling with, and then compared it to what we struggled with. And I realized that, dude, the root of the problem was that we were just rushing. And our egos, we were like, oh, yeah, like, we can't take a break. That's a wimp thing to do. You know what I mean? We're too strong for that. We're too strong to take a break. We don't need that shit. But dude, you need a break. There comes a time where you're not calling it quits. You're calling time out.
Yeah. And dude, that could literally be for 36 hours. Cause I think if we took 36 hours to think instead of like rapid fire decision make, it would have just been a lot more productive. And like, you have no clue what one little decision you make in your life can lead to. You can make the smallest decision one day, and then it will literally cause a series of events to occur for the next year and a half.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You could change the trajectory of your life in like moments, and that's the thing. It's like, take the moment.
And I think through taking time to make decisions, I think through taking time to make decisions usually means that they're going to be the right decisions because you've taken your time to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's why they say sleep on it.
We should have slept. Yeah, and it's just like, I guess, like what I've learned is everyone needs a timeout. No matter what it is, if it's a relationship, sometimes you're in a relationship with someone and you feel like, oh, you might need a break. If it's like, you know, your best friend and you've been together too much, or your significant other and you feel like you need a break. Like, yeah, it's sometimes you need a break. And like, when you're in it, like, I've been in a relationship before where I was like, I can't take a break because then, you know, if something happens on that break, I'll never be able to, like, it'll never be the same relationship again. It'll never be as good as it was. And then like, I eventually took a break, and, like, those relationships came back stronger. So I think, like, don't fear the break. Like, don't fear the timeout. I think it's definitely needed, especially the end of such a fucking crazy year. I think a timeout is so needed.
Yeah.
And and always, like, going into a new year, I think just take a timeout, take a break, and then you'll be getting back to it, like, way stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, a lot of what I like to do, and a lot of, like, my job involves a lot of creativity and stuff like that. And I wasn't allowing myself enough of a break to even, like, be creative again. And now that I've taken this time off, like, it's been such a short time, and I've already just, like, been, like, just flooded with these, like, organic ideas that are coming from my head that, like, I guess were being suppressed. Like, my creative side was being suppressed because I was just so, like, I was, like, being a drill sergeant on myself. Like, I wasn't giving myself a break.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Like, I've had so many texts drafted, ready to send to our agents about ideas and everything that I want to get into, like, ASAP. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take a week and just make sure that all of these ideas that I have right now that seem so brilliant to me still do after this week. You know what I mean? Because if it's a great idea and it's really true to who you are, it'll be timeless. You know what I mean? You'll always be pretty much, you'll always be fascinated by it. But if it's something where, like, you think of on the spur of the moment, and then a week later you're like, ah, fuck, I don't want to do that anymore, it probably just sounded good in the moment, which when emotions were high. So I'm taking the week to let emotions die down. I'm just going to chill. And then I'm going to make decisions. And I feel really good about it right now, dude. I'm, like, really back to the positive manifestation, because why the fuck not? You know what I mean? When you think about things
that
are controversial in the way that, like, people are like, oh, do they even actually work? Like, for example, crystal. We have crystal candles. The reason why I love crystals, the reason why I love manifestation, is because it can't hurt. You know what I mean? It's just positive energy. And whether
dude,
it's placebo
whether
it actually works, it's still positive energy. There's nothing changing it from being positive energy. Okay, continue, Gray. What were you saying?
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, like, even if it is placebo, like, it always works, dude. Like,
honestly, placebo makes sense that, like, it makes sense that placebo shit works, because your brain is so much more powerful than you think it is. And if your brain believes in something,
it's so powerful.
It's going
to,
like,
powerful.
Literally create it and make it real. Dude, if you think about how powerful the brain is, like, you... Okay, I know this sounds like a fucking stupid example, but your brain can move piss from inside your bladder out of your pee-pee into the fucking toilet, bro. Like, you're doing that with your brain.
Bro, and that was the worst connection.
No, but think about how powerful that is. Bro, I can't see the pee-pee, bro. I have no clue where it is. I don't know what the inside of my bladder looks like, but you know what? My brain knows how to control it. And it knows how to let that shit flow.
I mean, dude, I would say your brain probably remembers all the lyrics to Sexy Chick by David Guetta. And how old is that song?
It does, bro.
You know?
It does. All you gotta do is hear that fucking beat and I'm spitting. And I don't even know. You know. I don't know how the fuck I remember that shit. And I also know lyrics to songs that I don't even know the name of the songs anymore. I don't even remember the songs that I know the lyrics
awful,
to.
I think we're making awful, like, analogies.
But, dude, I'm just saying the brain is so powerful.
It is. No, and I think it's most powerful. The most powerful part of your mind is that you could literally make anything happen for yourself. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You can. If you set your mind to it and you manifest it in the way that you just speak it and you believe it.
Because what that's going to do is it's going to make you do things to achieve that goal subconsciously.
Exactly, dude.
Because your brain's, like, so powerful. It doesn't need to be on your frontal lobe to, like, I don't even know if that, I just assume that the thoughts that you're thinking about when you're going to put into action get pushed to the front, and that's where the lobe is, and then you do them. But sometimes they could be in the back of your brain, and your brain is still doing things to achieve those things that are chilling in the back of your brain without you even knowing, because it's so powerful that it doesn't need to waste your fucking time and make you think about it all the time. All
right. I want to give something. I just came up with this. I want to say this. So going into the new year, a lot of people set resolutions or goals, It's oh, dude,
this is the last
right
episode of 2020. Babe, can you please do me a favor and grab me the socks, the special socks? Do you know where they are?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Hold on. It's, wait, there's wind. I gotta wait for the wind to pass. The trees are blowing around. I don't want it to be too noisy. Wait, it's almost done. I'm fucking freezing. I have a blanket on now.
Are you sure that you chose the right place to go?
Yeah. No, I feel good out here. I feel,
yeah, you feel good?
At peace.
Dude, that's also really where, where we're different. Like, you like actually doing that shit, and I always hold you back from doing it because all I do is bitch and complain in situations like that because I would not want my face to be freezing off right now in the middle of the woods, but you do. So that's where we have to kind of, like, embrace our differences.
Yeah, and I think that's what, I think that's why, like, time apart as we get older, like, you know, not we're not taking months away from each other, but, like, it's good. It's beneficial. But I want to say, yeah, it's New Year. Everyone going in is probably going to be setting goals for themselves, but I want to encourage you, instead of setting a goal or a list of goals, set a list of beliefs. Believe that you will have that one day and manifest it. Speak on it like it actually exists in your future, because it does. As far as you know, it does, because once you do that, you will do everything in your power to make it happen, leaving it no other option but to happen. You will succeed. If you believe that you will have something, you will succeed and you will achieve it. Because you're gonna find out through thinking about it so much everything that you need to do in order to achieve it. And you're going to do all of them. So just, instead of setting goals, set beliefs. And you fucking got this. Okay? You fucking got this. Like, 2020 was a year of extreme self-reflection. You come in touch with yourself now at this point. Even though you might feel a little crazy, everyone feels like they've gone a little crazy because we've been sitting inside all this time looking at walls and shit. But you fucking got this. You know who you are, and you're going into a new year with fresh energy. If you take a little break right before the new year, you'll have amazing energy, positive energy. You're going with fresh legs, and you will be able to do anything that you set your mind to. So, sorry, I got a little preachy, but I really believe in you. Everyone listening right now, I believe in you to accomplish everything on your list for next year.
Grayson, thank you so much for that New Year pep talk.
Set them as beliefs and know that you will.
Grayson, thank you so much for that New Year pep talk. And to that, I want to conclude it by doing this.
What you doing?
Fuck 2020. Kind of fuck 2020, because we did learn a lot, but fuck 2020. So, I don't know which way I put these socks on. Do they say fuck 2020, or do they say 2020 fuck?
I think
2020 fuck. Okay, cool.
Dude, I think, like,
2020
I
fuck,
think,
and let's have a fucking kick-ass 2021.
I think, dude, I think the slogan, dude, listen.
2021.
I think this,
have a great 2021.
I think 2021. The slogan?
Huh?
I think the slogan for 2020 is fuck 2020, because fuck 2020 as in it was a piece of shit, but also fuck 2020 as in, like, the good kind of fuck, because, you know, you spent a lot of alone time with it and you really got to know it on a personal level. It was probably the most intimate thing to you this year. And so it's also the good kind of fuck because you learned a lot.
Are you talking about getting romantic with 2020?
Dude, I think we all got a little romantic with it. And I think it was a romantic but toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And it was one that we learned a lot from.
Okay, yeah. And to that I say, "2020 fuck." Because I put the socks on backwards and they're supposed to say fuck 2020. All right. Okay. Yo, Gray, check out these socks real quick.
Oh, those are cool. Dude, those are sick.
Fuck Zozo. For the new year, what are your resolutions? Maybe we can talk about that in the next episode where we have a full resolution thing, because I think I do need to, like, kind of write them out.
Dude, I think we need to fucking chill. Are you down to chill? I'm down to chill. I'm not freezing or anything, so.
Oh, you're done? You wanna go inside because you're in the middle of the woods and you're freezing? Your balls off?
I'm gonna let you know, Ethan, the ground is made of ice right now.
Okay. Well, I didn't put you
listen,
there.
Wait,
you
listen,
yourself
listen.
There. And that's the
listen.
Only thing I try to warn
wait,
you.
Wait, wait, wait,
wait.
Shut the fuck up. Wait, be quiet. Hey, you're not listening to me. I'm trying to let the mic hear the ground.
I can hear the ground.
It's frozen.
Yeah, I could hear that. See, Grayson, you always say that you really want to do things like this. Like, oh, I can't wait to go chill in the middle of the woods. But you don't take into account the fact that it's going to be freezing.
Bro, you don't take into account the fact that I can say I filmed in the middle of the woods, dude.
What
are you going to be able to say at the end of the day? Oh, I sat in my fucking room?
No, I'm going to be able to say 2020, fuck.
No, seriously.
I will be able to say that.
Ethan's like, I'm going to be able to say I sat in my room in my luxurious stone bathtub and I was comfortable. And that's where we're different,
What's
bro.
So wrong with being able to say that?
You're bougie, bro. That's why.
I'm not bougie.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm fucking
dude.
Just lazy.
Bro, how did you become bougie and I'm like the opposite?
Bro, but I'm not even bougie. That's the thing. Okay, maybe. But
you fucking take three baths a day, bro.
I don't care about like designer items and shit like that. I'm so done with all that stuff.
Yeah, but
I
that's
like
not the
luxury
definition
as
bougie.
In like
I'm talking
my
about
life
the definition where like
easy.
I'm talking about you like the luxurious like feelings of the world.
Yeah, what
like,
the fuck's wrong with that?
You sit in warm water and shit, bro.
Like
you
yeah,
sit in warm
I like
water.
The beautiful things the world has to offer.
You sit in warm water and you use a bidet.
Feels good. A little massage.
I'm just saying, bro, like sometimes you gotta take a cold shower and fucking wipe your ass with one ply, dude. Just to toughen yourself up.
I think I could get tough in other ways than having to do that. I think honestly wiping your ass with one ply makes you less tough because then
I will never understand that. It's
you're
like
a more
$1 difference
to sit on certain surfaces because you know your asshole is screaming.
It's a $1 difference, and also you will bleed.
And for some reason Grayson thinks that'll make you tougher. Get tougher for $1 less. Gosh.
Yeah, that's like, how do you market that shit? I guess you could just say like real tough people wipe their ass with one ply.
I guess so.
Like how does it sell if it's like basically the fucking relative like same price?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just want to say, you, Grayson, I think in this new year need to do a lot of the things that you are all talk about. I've seen you say that you want to go camping. You know, I mean, you are in the middle of the woods right now. I'll say that you.
Hey, I like a New Year challenge. I like a fucking New Year challenge. Give it to me.
Do some challenges this year, Gray. You've been all talk about going and
no,
living
you're
in a car.
You're giving me
you
New Year challenge.
No, you said that you were going to drive across country in a truck by yourself. I want to see you fucking do that.
I'm not going by myself, but I'll do it in my truck.
You said that you'll do it by yourself because you love driving that much, and you could do it. When we were driving cross country in the van, you were like, "I want to be I could be a truck driver easily, bro. I fucking love driving. I'm going to do this by myself for fun, just to show you guys." You said that.
Yeah, dude, I might go with one other person.
All right, you said that, and then you also said you're going to go camping, which you're way too
yep.
fucking scared to do because you're way too afraid of the dark.
Yep, I'm going to do that.
You said that you were going to live in a barn for a little bit.
I'll fucking do that.
Are you going to do that?
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Also, sorry on this episode if I have foul language. I'm in Jersey and my whole family uses the fuck word as if it's like water. So
yeah, it's okay. I think people understand that about us already.
No, I know, but like I think it's even worse this episode.
It's okay, bro.
Like I don't even mean it in a curse word. I just mean it in like a regular word.
There's some you just sometimes can't say something that you're trying to say without saying the F word in there. It just doesn't sound as sincere, you know?
Yeah.
And like as much as I'd like it to be, I'd like that to not be true or have to be true. It just fucking is. Oh, see, I just did it. You know what I mean? And you just know it was more sincere because I said that.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
It's
getting
more sophisticated and not swear like
it's
you know,
dude. It's brick. It's fucking brick, Ethan.
All right. Relax. We're talking about curse words. I like curse words. I'm just going to say it. I fucking love curse words.
All right. You're giving me challenges. I've accepted all of them.
We're talking about curse words now. What do you think so bad about them? Because I was thinking about this. They're like kind of forbidden in like certain industries and shit. But you already know that the owners of those industries use curse words all the time. Every meeting that I've ever been in, people just say fuck all the time. And it just makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be so proper and perfect.
Yeah.
Curse words are kind of like a comforting thing. Like, if you know what I mean?
Dude, if I'm ever, like, if I'm ever messaging someone for the first time, like, hey, it goes, hey, hey, what's up, what's up? And then they say a curse word, it, like, the ice is broken.
Broken.
I feel like.
Greg, can you break that ice real quick in real life? No, no, Grayson, step on the ground.
Oh.
With a
dude,
mic.
Dude, I'm too cold. I'm staying under this blanket.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
When are you coming back?
I don't know yet. Do I stay here for the new year, or do I come after?
I don't really know. It's up to
what
you.
What are you doing?
I just know for a fact you're going to miss me in the next 6 hours, and you're going to want to come back.
I miss you, bro. I miss you, but
you're going to miss me too much to the point where you're going to have to come back in 6 hours.
Or I don't think I will.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, we'll see about that. We'll document this right now. This is going to be one of those Curb Your memes.
If I'm back by the time this podcast goes up,
walking in the door, and
if I'm back by the time this podcast goes up, then I lost.
What?
They said if I'm back by the time this podcast goes up, then I lost.
Facts.
I don't think I'm going to be.
It's Christina's birthday in 2 days.
Yeah, so you guys go do something.
Oh my god,
right?
It's tomorrow.
What do you need my fucking dribbling ass for?
Sorry. I knew it was tomorrow. I literally thought today was yesterday still for some reason.
Ooh,
I forgot
shit.
That I slept. Because I slept so hard. You have to understand, I did pass the fuck out and I slept like a rock.
Alright, Ethan.
When I do that sometimes I don't even know that I slept. Right? I did that.
Alright, Ethan. You're good.
Are you
bro.
Upset that I said
Ethan,
your birthday's in 2 days this
Yo, E, you're good, bro.
I know it's tomorrow. You know what?
Ethan.
I'm just gonna give you your gift and then you're gonna see how much I appreciate
Ethan.
You.
Ethan.
What?
What's a spread positivity shout out, boy?
Oh. Do you want to do this one, Gray?
No, I'm fucking freezing. I can't touch shit.
Okay. This spread positivity shout out I really like because I think it's very true. And it's a great point.
And we like truth
about positivity in general. Shout out to all the acts of kindness that go unnoticed. Whether it's posting off an anonymous account saying something nice to someone that's going to brighten their day, or helping someone cross the street who's elderly. Anything a little, even just complimenting someone, even just smiling at someone, letting someone go when, you know, you pulled up to the stop sign first. Anything.
Holding the door open for someone.
Place. Shout
Dude,
out to those
guys.
Kindness.
I was driving this morning and this guy... In New Jersey, people smile and wave at you when you're driving in your neighborhood. In California, not as much. But, bro, I waved at him and he looked up and he gave me the biggest smile and a wave, dude. And I swear I smiled for like a minute
bro,
straight.
Bro, how much better does that make the rest of your day feel?
And I was like, dude, like I could have either drove past the guy and been like, fuck that guy, he didn't wave at me. But like people don't let that happen here. They make you have a better day.
Right? That's awesome.
So actually, smile and wave at your neighbors. I think that's a great one.
It's such
a
great point.
Small act.
So many people do kind acts that speak volumes, yet no one knows about it but themselves. It's very true. You know, that it's just so important to highlight things like that. Okay, sorry.
Like that man today.
Be one of those people, because those secret acts are truly for yourself and not so others can see you and think of you in a certain way. Sorry, I'm like scrolling. All the text isn't popping up. So I'm kind of reading like Grayson right now. It's good for your soul and all those who've been touched by your unnoticed act. Sending my love. And this is from, oh my gosh, okay. This is a name that I've never read before. It looks really cool. I love names that start with a K. K-H-A-D-I-J-A-H. How do you think that's pronounced, Gray?
Wait, spell it again?
I think it's Khadija. Khadija? Mostafa.
Yeah, I was going to say Khadija.
Khadija Mostafa. That sounds like a really, like... The name has a lot of star quality. Okay.
Khadija.
So shout out to Khadija for this week's spread positivity shout out. I just totally hung up on Grayson by accident. Are you still there? There yeah. He is. In the woods. We got him. He's still here.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh my god, I thought you were frozen on the phone, but you're just frozen in time in real life because you're freezing your balls off. All right, you should probably go back inside right now and have a nice cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, Gray. I'm excited to have you back for next week's episode. But I'm feeling
we'll see. We'll see,
what
bitch.
The
I might
no,
not miss you that much.
You're coming back.
I might not miss you that much, bro. I might be in a barn
soon.
Yeah,
we'll see you in 6 hours. All right.
All right.
Love you, Gray.
Love you, bro.
Go warm up and I will wrap this one up.
All right.
I hung up on him. Thank you guys for watching this week's episode of Deeper with the Dolan Twins. We're here every Thursday having open conversations with you guys, and we really look forward to it every week. So thank you guys for stopping by and listening. It means more to us than you could ever know. And we really love and appreciate every single one of you. Continue to spread positivity, and we look forward to being able to shout you out and all the spreading positivity that you guys do. It doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you for everything. And fuck 2020. Or as my socks say, 2020 fuck.